Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info Program. I'm Susan Masika.
This, for example, is the left and the right side of a sort of cleaning machine for cotton. It just cuts out all the dirty parts, all the too short wool lengths.
That was Maddie Pierce, an employee at a factory in Switzerland. At 16, she's not yet old enough to drive a car here, but she can operate that big, complicated machine that she was describing. Maddie is an apprentice who's been entrusted with working on the factory floor, helping to make equipment used in the textile industry. Working while training at a young age is normal in Switzerland. About 70% of the country's 16-year-olds choose that path over more academic schooling. Companies lead the charge, saying how many future workers they need, and then helping develop the materials to teach them the right skills. Many countries around the world want to adopt elements of the Swiss vocational training model, hoping that they can prepare more qualified workers and reduce unemployment to boot. But getting companies to invest, and also shifting the public's focus away from university education, are some of the struggles. Swiss Info journalist Veronica DeVoer has the story.
My industry is like robotics, or machine tools, or cutting tools. We need same skills all over the world.
Every country has its realities and history.
It would be impossible in Serbia for someone to accept it without PhD diploma.
As of now, it was.
These leaders in business and government took the stage at a big international conference on vocational training that was recently held in Switzerland. One of them is the Prime Minister of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić. He came with one goal in mind, reforming his country's workforce. About a half hour after his speech, I'm sitting alone in a big fancy room at a villa near the conference center, waiting to talk to him one-on-one. Security guards with earpieces sweep the place and check my equipment. I start to wonder how much he'll really be willing to tell me about his plans for the country. But I needn't have worried. The man who enters is gracious and apologetic for being late. He kept stopping to get ideas from other participants. And he wants to get down to business explaining why he thinks Serbia needs better vocational training.
And we got a lot of investors from Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and all those people were saying to us that they didn't get that quality from our education system that they actually expected. And we started to think about it, particularly with such a high unemployment rate among young people.
After a year of 65 pilot projects putting apprentices in companies across Serbia, Vučić started to notice some changes. He saw young people who were very dedicated to their work, learning on the job. It amounts to a totally different approach for his country, compared to the typical system of academic schooling and maybe university.
I think the biggest problem for us is going to be how we're going to explain it to our people. Because they need to know that we need to work much more than we used to. If we want to achieve, if we want to accomplish some good results, we need to work much harder than we used to. And that's it. Nothing's going to fall from the sky.
Switzerland recently agreed to support Serbia in establishing a vocational training network. Here's what Vučić hopes his country will get out of the partnership.
When I was here last time, I visited one Swiss company, and there were two young Swiss guys, but originally coming from Serbia, 16 years old. And you know, after so many years, I saw Serbian guys ready to work, very matured guys that don't live in the clouds, have a son of 18 years, and they're much more mature than he was, and they're ready to work, ready to improve their skills. And they're very much satisfied because they can earn something. They can spend that money and they can take a holiday for themselves, not to take any money from their parents or grandparents, as we do in Serbia. And it's a kind of habit in Serbia. And I think that I convey that kind of message to our people in Serbia, but it's still not enough.
I ask whether companies are even open to the idea of putting teenagers on their factory floors, where training could slow down processes or risk quality. Vučić says it's true that companies tend to see training young people as a liability and have to be convinced that it's a long-term investment for them, which hasn't been easy so far. Then there are education and labor laws that have to be changed in order to implement vocational training nationwide. Vučić thinks he'll get the legislative support he needs to do that. But at the end of the day, it's the Serbian people who will have to be sold on the idea.
We'll feel and we'll face a lot of challenges and a lot of resistance, particularly that part of so-called intellectual or very intellectual elite will oppose to that. Because they will always say, as it was a custom and tradition in US, well, college is the only place where you can learn something and you can be very successful. And my dream is not that. I think that my son can sell burgers and can earn a lot. And my daughter, she can do something else. Doesn't matter. And the only dream I have is that they should be an honest people that will work hard, that will earn for themselves. And that's it. But we need to change that narrative. We need to change that focus of most of the people within our country, which is not going to be easy.
That was Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić speaking with me at an international conference on vocational training in Switzerland. Like at universities, students who complete apprenticeships in Switzerland get federally recognized degrees in their field. Maddie Pierce, the apprentice we heard from earlier, told me about the options that gives her.
When I finish my training, I get a diploma saying I'm a mechanical engineer, and then from there I can either start a different apprenticeship doing something completely different, start it doing something similar but not the same, or I can continue working at this company or a different company doing the same thing that I do now.
Despite all the options open through apprenticeships, the desire and expectation for young people to go to university can still be very powerful in many countries. One of those is the United States. Later the same day, I caught up with American Ambassador to Switzerland, Susie Levine, who said a lot of attention is being paid to vocational training as an alternative to traditional college degrees in the U.S., especially in one state.
I would say that there's been tremendous progress with companies, both companies from outside as well as U.S. companies now exploring it. So whether it is Swiss, German, Austrian companies really taking the reins, working in close partnership with community colleges to define curriculum, working also with associations to collaborate around curriculum, and creating what I call ecosystems, especially geographic ecosystems, so that they can work together to reach out to the school systems, to work with government, and to help spread the word about the importance and the opportunity with apprenticeship.
So you mentioned these companies primarily being, at this point, companies from Switzerland, Austria, maybe Germany, who have this established system, are then sort of transporting it to the States and making it work for them there. Is the hope then that over the years these companies would educate and provide a model for American companies that would then take the reins and do something similar?
Colorado is a terrific example where you have three Swiss companies and one American company creating the nucleus of an ecosystem in Colorado. They were inspired by the U.S. company was inspired by coming and doing a boot camp here and then went back, got the governor on board and brought a delegation of 50 people, including philanthropists, people from the education system in a couple of major districts in Colorado, business leaders, and they all together made the commitment to completely revamp Colorado's education system and workforce development system. They're in the process right now of reevaluating all of the legislation related to workforce on the law, on the books, to see what might be a hindrance and what could be helpful for pursuing further development of this. And in most cases in the United States right now, how they are implementing apprenticeship, Swiss-style apprenticeship, is post-high school or post-gymnasium or post-lycée, as you would say, depending where you are in Switzerland. And what Colorado is looking at is how actually to go back and look at full kindergarten through 12th grade and what needs to change in order to have a better and more effective workforce of the future. So that, to me, is very exciting about how that could then be a model for the whole United States.
You mentioned the legislation issue in Colorado, and that's what I'm also interested in here today. I talked to the Serbian Prime Minister about the situation in his country, whether young people are even allowed legally to work from age 15. What is the situation in the states in general where that's concerned? I know most are implemented post-high school, as you said. Is that because of existing labor laws?
I think that that's because in the United States, it's because of required education laws that require that you stay in school until 12th grade and that that's what has to be provided by the states. And just like in Switzerland, in the United States, education is handled at the state level. And education requirements are set at the state level. And so changes would also be made at the state level. And so the United States was among the first in the world to provide full K-12 education and really set the model on that. That said, I worked for many years looking at education all over the globe when I was at Microsoft. And what I saw is a deep desire for what I call the development of 21st century skills. That includes creative thinking, problem solving, collaboration, citizenship, digital literacy. And you don't hear people talking as much about reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's sort of table stakes. That goes without saying. And what a lot of innovative and progressive school systems are doing is project-based learning. Well, having seen schools all over the globe, I have never seen a more effective delivery vehicle of 21st century skills and project-based learning than I have seen with Swiss Apprenticeship. And so Colorado just passed a law that required the workforce board there to go in and look at all of the existing laws on the books to see, are there ones that hinder the rollout of apprenticeship, including child labor laws and the laws that they have that would prevent them from rolling it out at age 15, let's say. So they haven't done it yet, but they are prepared to. And in fact, in Colorado, in just the past 2 years, they have passed 15 pieces of legislation related to workforce development. So there's a lot of work to be done, but a lot of momentum and dedication to do it.
The other piece of the puzzle then is not just the legislative part, but the company mentality part of actually trusting someone who's 15 or 16 or 17 to take over some of their most sensitive systems, or really saying, this is in your hands, you can do this. How do we educate companies? How do we educate people to trust teenagers essentially in their enterprises?
I think that you can look at the success of Swiss companies and see that they've been trusting teenagers to do this for quite some time. I remember going on a visit to Ruag Space, and I studied aerospace engineering and wanted to be an astronaut. And when I got to meet this 16-year-old young man who was building spacecraft, right? He was building the fairings to go up on either the Ariane rockets or going up with the Atlas rockets. And he was really doing the work that's going to go up in space. I was so excited for him, and he was glowing with pride in the work that he was doing, and he was doing an amazing job. The quality of his work was excellent, and there was his mentor with his chest really proudly puffed out next to him for the work that his mentee was doing. And so if you set it up that way, it will succeed. I'll give you an example right now. So Micron is a Swiss company, and they're in Colorado, and they just rolled out first an internship that will roll into an apprenticeship in the fall. And they put the call out to their existing employees to get 10 people who would be willing to be mentors. And this was above and beyond their existing paid jobs. This was not going to be paid in terms of being a mentor. Instead of 10, they got 80 people responding that they wanted to sign up to participate. And it has given everybody in the company a little kick in their step. And so it is something whereby we can trust these young people to exceed the expectations that we set. We just need to be willing to set them high enough.
Swiss Info's Veronica DeVore, speaking with the U.S. Ambassador to Switzerland, Susie Levine, at an international conference on vocational training. Visit us at swissinfo.ch to learn more about the Swiss apprenticeship system. We've got lots of stories and videos about companies training and trusting teenage workers. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Jakob Stoller. This program was produced by Veronica DeVore. Signing off for all of us here at Swiss Info, I'm Susan Masika.